بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله النبي الكريم Continuing with the du'as from the sunnah taught to us by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The early morning time is a time when a person makes his first few statements. When a person gets up from his sleep and when a person begins to start his work and his duties, etc. So therefore, let us look at what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make as an early statement in the day. So there are two du'as which are recorded in the Ahadith Sharif that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made after the sunnat of Fajr and whilst Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was proceeding towards the Salatul Fajr. So these are two recorded du'as. One is that after the sunnat of Fajr, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make this dua, Allahumma, Rabba Jibra'il, wa Mika'il, wa Israfil, wa Rabba Muhammadin, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minan nar. O Allah, you are the Rabb of Mika'il alayhi salam, the Rabb of Jibra'il alayhi salam, Mika'il alayhi salam, and Israfil alayhi salam, and the Rabb of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, save me from the fire. So if you look at the underlying hikmah and the wisdom behind this dua is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proclaims the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the archangels, through the main angels who Allah has assigned duties to. So we know Jibreel alayhi salam is assigned the duty of the heavens and to bring revelation. And Mikael alayhi salam has been assigned the duties of the affairs of the world in terms of rain, in terms of the wind and all other natural phenomena. And Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam has been assigned the duty of blowing the horn on the day of Qiyamah to signal the end of the world. And of course, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the recipient of wahi, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the leader and imam of all the anbiya alayhi salam. So this is a very positive affirmation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rububiyat, meaning that Allah, you are the Rabb and the controller of the entire world and the universe. Walillahi mulku samawati wal ard. And that is the statement that we commence the day with, that we are attributing all power and all ability and all our sustenance and whatever we will require from the day, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant it to us through this dua. And then of course the day of the believer is a day in which he tries to save himself from the fire and try to earn his Jannah and his paradise. So therefore, the fikr and the dua to be saved from the chastisement of the fire is something that's a positive affirmation that's made right at the beginning of the day. And that should be one of our primary objectives and goals in the day, that we don't do any action that would eventually make us liable to go into the fire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Another dua, the second dua that the Messenger of Allah used to read, that when he used to proceed for the Fajr Salah. And this is a very beautiful dua which also indicates to us the mindset of a mu'min and a believer, and how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to start his day, and what outlook he used to have towards the day. So normally when we start the day, a person is making a lot of fikr for his rizq, or he's making fikr for other worries of the world. But at the time of Fajr, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes the dua, Allahumma ja'al fi qalbi nura, wa fi basari nura, wa fi sam'i nura, wa in yamini nura, wa an shimali nura, wa min fawqi nura, wa min tahti nura. وَاجْعَلْ فِي دَمِي نُورًا وَفِي لَحْمِ نُورًا وَفِي شَعْرِ نُورًا وَفِي عَصَبِ نُورًا وَفِي نَفْسِ نُورًا وَفِي لِسَانِ نُورًا وَاجْعَلْ لِي نُورًا اللَّهُمَّ أَعْطِنِي نُورًا. So this is a comprehensive dua of spiritual light and celestial spiritual ability that should permeate the entire existence of a person. So if you look at it very quickly, اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْ فِي قَلْبِ نُورًا. The qalb and the heart is the center of all function of the human being, the spiritual heart and the physical heart. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, O Allah, bring nur and bring spiritual light and spiritual strength into my heart. وَفِي دَمِي نُورًا اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْ فِي قَلْبِ نُورًا وَفِي عَصَبِ نُورًا. O Allah, bring light into my flesh, into on the right side, on the left side, from above me, from below me, in front of me, from behind me, into my blood, into my flesh, into every fiber of my body. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes this dua that O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permeate and cover my body from head to toe and from every angle and every side with your nur and with your guidance and with your special light. And in that way, I will be able to attain the best of the day and also the best of the night. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to be able to learn and understand these du'as and to recite them. And these were du'as and supplications that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made daily, which indicate their importance and indicate that they benefit, that how much we, all these types of supplications are required in our life so that we are protected, so that we are guided, and we are walking in the shadow of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's mercy and rahmat. May Allah give us tawfiq.